Maseches Ksubis is noted for the fact that it has so many different topics in it. It has Melocha Shem Tzvicha V'Guf and Dov Shein V'Skaven and Hamoetz Mechaveh Olav Harai, so many different things. And then in the second parak, has the famous Gemaras regarding Shtaris. We usually assume that a Shtar is an institution that exists on the level of their Isa. Shlokish is quoted as having said, "Eidim Achsimim Al Hashtar, Nase Kemishe Nechkero Eidusam De Bezdin." Where is that statement? On Daf Yud Ches on the base. And that original memra, Shlokish's memra, came to explain why Kim Shtoris is only needed mid Rabbanim. In Atorah, if I produce a Shtar, I claim that I was the Malva, I lent you $100,000, and you say you don't know who in the world I am, you never heard of me. I mean, Atorah, you have to pay the money. There's no way for you to get around it. You say, "Eidim achsimim al hashtar nase kemishen nechrei dusim bezin," and you can't say mizuyif. It's only midirabbanan that you can tie the mizuyif. So we usually assume that shtar exists men atera. All of the rishonim are bothered with akasha. How can a shtar exist men atera? Don't we have a drasha from the pasuk? Al pi Shnai made him, al pishlosh made him, yumas ames. That's by nefoshes, or by moments, al pishne made him, al pishlosh made him, yotm dover. And the Gemara has a drush in Gittin dafayin, and in Yavamas daf lamad aleph, too, important sugis, ipiyam elovim piksovam. So how can a shtar be good? It's a violation of the piksovam. So all the Rishonim are bothered with that kasha. So they all give the same answer. That's the Tosfos Chofam Beis gives the answer. And it's known from the Balamor in Yevamos Daf Lamed Aleph, gives the same answer in other words. Balamor says, Piksovam is no good if the Eidim write on their own. But if the Das HaMeschayv authorized them to write, then it's Mipiksovo. It's not called Mipiksovo. That's in effect what Tosfos says. They didn't say such a twist, Mipiksovam, below Mipiksovo. But that's what it boils down to. Tosfos says, when the Shtar is, when the Eidim write to Shtar on their own, that's no good. That's Mipik alone picks of them. But when the Eidim are authorized by the Das HaMeschayv, the one against whom the Shtar is going to testify, the Loive, Mishnah says, Kosim Shtar Loive, Afal Pish Ein Malvima. The Loive is the one who stands to lose by the Shtar. So if the Loive authorized the Eidim to sign the Shtar that he borrowed money from the Malve, then it has the status of a Shtar. So that's the teretz that the Rishonim give. The Rambam is strange. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Eidus that the whole institution of Shtar is only with the Rabbanim, because it's in violation of Mipiyam Elovim Piksovam. So the Ramban, the Magen Mishnah there on the side of the Rambam, refers you to the Ramban in the Sefer HaMitzvos. Sefer HaMitzvos, a very rich Sefer. The Rambam says a lot of things in the Sefer HaMitzvos that he never explains anywhere else. And even some things he does say other places, but sometimes he enhances it. You can understand a little better based on what he writes in the Sefer HaMitzvos. Then the Ramban is so rich, the Ramban has so much to say in the Sefer HaMitzvos. It's a wonderful Sefer. Years ago, they always used to print the Sefer HaMitzvos together with the Mishneh Torah. And then the Chasam Sofer complains, the printers wanted to make more money. So they printed the Sefer HaMitzvah separately and they padded it. How can you sell it separately? It's not so big. And they padded it with all these Meforshim. So they didn't just print the Rambam and the Ramban. That would be too small. So they printed the Megillah Esther, comes to defend the Rambam from all the Kashas and Ramban, and the Magen Yisrael Tov on the bottom of the page, and the other Kinas Sofrim on the bottom of the page. They schmaltzed it up and they sold it separately as a separate Sefer, and then they sold the Mishnah Torah separately. So the Chasam Sofer complains that the wealthy balabatim who can afford it, they would just collect dust on their bookcases. They didn't look in either. They didn't look in the Mishnah Torah, they didn't look in the Sefer HaMitzvos. And the Talmid HaChachamim couldn't afford to buy another Sefer, so they thought they don't need it. So they just paid for the Mishnah Torah, and they didn't buy a Sefer HaMitzvos. So he says, they're both lacking. The Amei Haaretz are lacking everything, because they don't learn it, and the Talmid HaChachamim are lacking that they don't have this Sefer HaMitzvah, and he encourages the printers to put it back again, together with the Mishnah Torah. So when I was your age, there were two separate Svarim. I didn't live in the generation of Chasam Sofer. He lived over 100 years before I was born. But but when I was your age, hardly anybody had a Sefer HaMitzvah. Rabbi Shurkin, Rabbi Michal Shokin's father, Rabbi Shokin from Chaim Berlin, reprinted the Sefer HaMitzvahs. It was a big chiddush. He had to make some money. The yeshiva didn't pay enough. So he reprinted a couple of times. He reprinted the Sefer HaMitzvahs. Most people didn't have a Sefer HaMitzvahs. And now now they listen to the Chassam Sofer. Now they print the Sefer HaMitzvahs together with the Mishnah Torah. It was intended to be the introduction to the Mishnah Torah. So the Magen Mishnah on the side of the Rambam, Hilchas Eidus, when the Rambam makes that startling statement that all shtaris are only midirabbanon, and it only works in dini mamonos, where hefker bezen hefker is functions, and it can't work in isa v'heter, and even in dini mamonos it doesn't apply to knas, only to mamon, because knas you have to have a gemar din, you have to have the whole formality. This is all based on hefker bezen hefker. So the Magen Mishnah refers you to the Ramban and the Sefer HaMitzvah, who asks, how can the Rambam say that all shtaris are midirabbanan? The only way to get divorced is through a shtar. You have to write a get. And Makash Abai leads here, there's such a thing as shtar kiddushin. And it says in Yirmiyah, Vaykech HaSefer HaMikneh, his cousin came from Anosos, cousin came, and he bought the field, and he bought the field Ayidei Kinyan shtar. So it's a pasuk in Yirmiyah, that's a din derabban. Pashu pshat, that's a din deraisa. So does Bakesef Yitna, because of a Sefer Bachasayim, or it all evade him. It sounds like Shtar is Kodim in Atar. How can the Rambam say that everything is Midirabban? So the Ktsois and the Nesiva say, that's not a Kasha on the Rambam. The Rambam is only talking about Shtar Raya. Shtar Raya is Midirabban. Shtar Kinyan is a different story. Shtar Kinyan has nothing to do with Shtar Raya. By Shtar Kinyan, there's a Machlekes Rav Meir and Rabbi Elazar. What is the essence of the Shtar Kinyan? So Meir's opinion is Eidei Chasima Karsi. You have to have Eidim signed on the get. Karsi means because of Lo Sefer Krisis. So the original Machlekes of Meir Rav Lozer, they use the Lashonis, what accomplishes the Krisis? Is it Eidei Chasima make it into a get, or Eidim Mesira? But the Gemara says the Machlekes applies to Shtar Kiddushin and Shtar Mechira. It applies to all Shtar Kinyan. So Meir's opinion is that you have to have Eidei Chasima. There are basically two different kinds of shtaris. So shtar raya, of course you have to have Eidei Chasima. If nobody signs it, so there's no raya. So Rameh's opinion is that a shtar kinyan accomplishes the kinyan by virtue of the fact that I gave you a raya, that the field belongs to you, and you want to acquire ownership and I want to give you ownership. But my giving you a raya, that the field is yours, that accomplishes that it belongs to you. If I propose to a girl and she agrees to marry me, then I give her a shtar raya that we are married, so the fact that she has a raya, she can prove that we're married, that causes the marriage to take effect, if she agrees. And I want to divorce my wife, I don't, you can give a get bal korcha min ha-Torah. And even the Chayim der Ben Gesh, you're not allowed to do it, but it's chal. Pashta says that it's chal. So if you give a get to the Isha and you want to divorce her by virtue of the fact that I gave her a raya, that we are divorced, the Reb Meir's opinion is that accomplishes the kinyan of the gerushin, that causes the gerushin to take effect. So according to Ahmed, there's only one kind of shtar raya, and I could accomplish a kinyan by giving you a shtar raya, that the kinyan took place already, that'll cause the kinyan to take effect. But we don't paskin like Rav Meir. We paskin like Rav Lozer, that Eidei Mesira Karsi. So I can give a get without any Eidei Chasima at all. So shtar kinyan doesn't have any raya at all. So it has nothing to do with Mipiyam Elohim Piksavim. Mipiyam Elohim Piksavim means that Eidei Piksav is no good. A shtar kinyan doesn't have to serve as edus at all. It's edim mesira karsi. There are no edim on the piece of paper, so it's not the hagodas edus piksav. It has nothing to do with hagodas edus piksav. So that's what the Ktzos and the Nesiva say, that the Rambam, who stated that all shtaris are only midirabbanan, it's a takana, only in the nimamnes, doesn't work in isa v'heter, doesn't work in knas. That's the Rambam is talking about Shtori Raya, or only exists with the Rabbanan. Shtori Kinyan work mina Torah. Shtori Kinyan have nothing to do with Hagodas Eidus Piksav. So the Taina of the Ramban asked the Kasha, how do you have a get? How do you have a Shtar Kiddushin? How do you have in Sefer Yirmiyah, Sefer Hamikne? He was kind of the Soda with Kinyan Shtar. That's not a Kasha. Shtar Kinyan is a different parsha. Rab Chaim explains the kasha of the Ramban was from a different din. The Gemara says in Gittin, Gemara has later in Ksubas also like that. Then when the husband divorces his wife and he gives her the get, so first the get serves as a shtar kinyan to cancel the marriage, to create the gerushin. Then if the wife continues to hold on to the get, if the get has Eidei Chasima on it, then the get can serve afterwards as a shtar raya that she is megureshes. The woman lived in the community for so long, she's becheskes eishes ish. So later on, the husband disappears. After 25 years of marriage, I remember a woman here in the neighborhood. She lived here for 25 years, and her children went to school with my children. One fine day, the husband disappeared. They didn't know what happened, and apparently they got divorced. So how do you believe the woman that she got divorced? She's becheskes eishes ish. And you can't say, eidechen nemen b'isurim. That's a dovish of b'yerva. You need two eidim, and she's becheskes eishes ish, even in isurim. Eidecha wouldn't be believed. Can I get a chazaka? So how do you believe her? So if she holds on to the get, so the get, if the get is signed, then the get initially served as a shtar kinyan to create the gerush and to cancel the marriage. Then the get later on serves as a shtar raya to prove that the woman is megureshes. That's the Mishnah and Gittin. The Mishnah has a series of Mishnayas, various takonas that were instituted if they tikkun ha'olam. So one of the Mishnah, Yehu ha'edim chos v'mal ha'get. So the Gemara asks, what do you mean mipnei tikkun ha'olam? It's deraisa. According to Rab Meir, if the Edom don't sign the get doesn't get off the ground, because Edom chasima karsi. Gemara says, you're right, the Mishnah goes like Rab Lozer. The Din is Edom asira karsi. You don't need Edom chasima signing on the get. But they made a takana de Rabbana, and Taisa says, what do you mean takana? You have so many Mishnais. No such takana. So Taisa says, it's an Eitzah Teiva. The Mishnah recommends an Eitzah Teiva, Shehu Edom chos v'mal ha'get mipnei tikkun ha'olam. How is the woman going to be able to prove later on that she was divorced? She lived in the neighborhood for the last 25 years. Everybody knows that she's married, and all of a sudden now the husband disappears. Where is he? So she says that she got divorced. How can she prove that she got divorced? So the Edom who were there, the Edom Asira will always come. What's going to do if the Edom Asira, Dilma Maisi, they may die. Dilma, they'll move to Medina Sayam. And she'll want to remarry. How's she going to prove after the Edom die or after the Edom move to Medina Sayam? How is the Gerusha going to be able to prove that she was Nizgarsha? So that's the Mepnei Tikkun Ha'olam, a recommendation that the Edom should sign on the get. So it started off as a Shtar Kinyan, but then it serves later on as a Shtar Raya. So you see that Shtar Raya also works Menater. What? It's only Medirabbana. The Rambam says that Shtar is only working Didi Mominis, employing the principle of Hefke Bezna. Hefke can work in Issa Behetta. What do you mean? It does work by get. That's Issa Behetta. That's Dovah should be Ervam. You do rely on the Shtar Sak, and that's, Rab Chaim writes in the Sefer, that was the taina of the Ramban against the Rambam. That the Gemara says, Beferish, the woman can prove that she was Nizgarsha because she's holding on to the get. They see that a Shtar Raya is valid even in the area of Issa V'Hetta, not just in Dinim Ominus. So Rab Chaim explains, the answer is the following. The Rambam knows the answer is the same as Tosfos on Chof Amud Beis. This long Tosfos starts on Amud Aleph, goes on to Amud Beis. And the same is with the Balamorot and Yivamas Daf Lamed Aleph. The answer is, if the Edom write a Shtar on their own, that's not acceptable. That's Mipiyam Alovim Piksovim. If the Das HaMeschayv authorizes the writing of the Shtar, then it has a Din of Shtar. But the Rambam, so the Rambam's opinion is that the whole concept of Das HaMeschayv only makes sense in the Shtar Kinyan. Something is going to change with this Shtar. The woman is going to become the Gureshes. The woman is going to become the Kudeshes. The Sada is not going to transfer ownership. The house of the field is going to belong to you. It's not going to belong to me. So there's a concept of Das HaMeschayev. So if the Shtar is written with Das HaMeschayev, then it's a valid Shtar. But if you're talking about a Shtar Raya, where is there a Meschayev? He's not losing anything. He's losing that he can't cheat. He's losing that he can't tell a lie. I already sold the field with Kesef. I borrowed money already, and then you're afraid I'm going to deny it later on. So you want me to authorize Edom to sign a shtar. So what am I being mischayev by the shtar? The shtar doesn't accomplish to me mechayev me anything. Shtar just accomplished. I can't tell a lie later. If I'll say I never borrowed the money, there I made a hadas valdin to the Edom, and they'll sign it that I admitted to them that I owe money. So the Rambam holds that that's not called a das hamischayev. It's only called a das hamischayev. If the shtar accomplishes some change, something is changing right now. That's called Das HaMeschayev. So that's where the Rama thinks that all shtari raya are rolling with the Rabbanon. But if it started off as a shtar kinyan, and in order to serve as a shtar kinyan, you have to have, it has to be authorized that it should be written, Midas HaMeschayev. So then once the Edom signed Midas HaMeschayev, that functions as a shtar on the level of the Raisa. So that get first serves as a shtar kinyan to accomplish the gerushin, and then the woman holds on to it, so it serves as a shtar raya that she is already megureshes.
So the Rambam misunderstood the Rambam. The Rambam thought
I don't know what his taina was. The Rambam sounds like he says that shtoris only work in Didi Mamon. So Rambam says, not true. Shtoris work in Issa the Heter also. So the Rambam didn't write it well. The Rambam didn't explain himself well. The Gemara Beferish, that if the woman has the get, she holds on to the get. So the get proves that she was Nizgarsha. So you see that a get is a shtar. You see that a shtar is valid even in Issa the Heter. You have to say, the Rambam knows those dinim also. The answer is there. They get served as a shtar kinyan. So there was a concept of dasa mischayev on the kinyan. Once the shtar is written, midasa mischayev, then it can even serve as a shtar raya later on.
What is the practical difference?
If the loiva borrowed money, and then he already borrowed money, and then he tells the Edom, write a shtar that I owe him $100,000, that shtar is only midirabbanan. Because when he says, write a shtar that I owe money, he already does owe the money. He's not being mischayev himself by writing the shtar. So Taisa says, no, that's a das ha-mischayev. He won't be able to lie later on. He won't be able to deny it. So Rabbi Natan, Taisa says, the fact that he admits that he owes the money and he's not going to cheat, he's not going to lie, he's not going to deny it, that itself is the das ha-mischayev. The Rambam thinks that's not a Dasa Mischayev. Dasa Mischayev is al yidei ashtar hazeh, something is changing. Something is changing. I'm giving you a shtar that the field belongs to you. I'm losing the field because of this shtar. I'm losing my ownership on the field. That's called a Dasa Mischayev. Or the husband is divorcing his wife. He's giving away his wife. So the get is a Dasa Mischayev if it's a shtar kinyan. But let's say the husband already divorced his wife. And then she lost the first get. Can he write a second get? This is to ascertain that I already divorced my wife. He's going to write a shtar raya. But the Rambam says there is no such thing. You can't write a shtar raya.
So what we do now with the shavu that the Bezdin gives, the woman gives up her get, and Bezdin writes...
Right, today we have a practice that the woman does not walk around with the get. Why? Probably does not walk around with the get because... So if the woman is going to be walking around with a get, someone's going to find something to pick on. They didn't spell a name properly and so on. So the minig is that the rabbi who is beside the get takes it back and puts it in his file. So how does the woman prove that she's divorced?
That's the rabbanan.
No, so you have a shtar maaseh bezdin. Eidim can't do on their own. Eidim can't write a shtar without dasa mischayev. That's mitpiyam leksam. A bezdin has a right to write a shtar. Where do you learn? Where does it say that? A gemara in Sanhedrin daf lamed that a bezdin has a right to write a shtar without any dasa mischayev. Where's the mokar chumash? I think there's a tshuvas hachasam sefer, if I'm not mistaken, where he writes the mokar is the pasuk ela mishpatim asher tosim lifneihem. So the Gemara in Sanhedrin around Dav Zayin Amid Bey says, why does it say Asher Tosim? It should say Ela Mishpatam Asher Talamdein. Asher Tosim Lefneihem. The Gemara has different suggestions. And one suggestion is Elu Klei Hadayonim. Not only Moshe Rabbeinu should teach the dinim, Moshe Rabbeinu should give a nightstick, and he should give a whip to the dayonim that they should force the balabatim to follow the dinim. Klei Hadayonim. So one of the Klei Hadayonim is that Bezin has to have the ability to write a shtar. So there's going to be a din Torah, and you lost the din Torah. So I asked the Bezin, give me a shtar that I won. If you don't give me a shtar, he's going to go around and tell everybody that he won the din Torah. So he's never going to pay me. So in order that Bezin should be able to mamid mishpat be Yisrael, they have to have the ability to write a shtar without the asa mischayev. Their shtar is going to say that you lost. You're going to say, I don't authorize you to write a shtar. So you paralyze the Bezin. So they can't function. They can't write a psak. The psak is to be mechayiv you, to say that you owe me $100, whatever. If you don't authorize them to write it, so they can't write it.
So the Rambam holds also that's the raisa.
Probably holds that that's their raisa.
Otherwise, it defeats the purpose. I mean,
what do you mean? Adam can't write on their own.
Bezin
can write a shtar maaseh bezin.
That's an exception to that rule, but
right.
Right.
Usually, there is mipiyav alam pig savam that Adam can't write a shtar on their own. That's no good. It's not a din shtar, but Bezin has the ability to write on their own. They don't need dasa mischayev. Right. Where do you see this in the Gemara? In the days of the Gemara, the woman held on to the get to prove that she's divorced. Where do you see in the Gemara that there's such a thing as a shtar maaseh bezin? The Gemara says it by chalitza. By chalitza, You don't give any, the woman doesn't have any document by the get. The woman holds on to the document of the get. So it has erich hasim on it. So fine. By chalitza, the dit chalitza, how's she going to prove? Everybody knows that her husband died and he left no children, so she needs chalitza. So she's becheskas, everybody in the neighborhood knows about it. If she comes to a new community, nobody knows who she is, and she says, I was married and my husband died and he left no children and I needed chalitza and I had chalitza. That's a pesha, that's a peshaita, that's a mishnah. But she lives in her own community, everybody knows that she was married for years, she had no children. We know that she has a brother-in-law. How many people were there when she did the chalitza? Not all the people are going to know. So how can she prove that she had the chalitza? So the Gemara says that the Bezim would write a shtar chalitza. It would write, this is the ascertain, with the authority vested in us at Bezim, this ascertain, that we established that the man who did the chalitza was the brother of the husband who passed away. It has to be the brother, min ha'av, lo min ha'aim. We checked into it, and the chalitza was done properly, everything was done properly, and the woman is permitted to remarry. So it's based on that Gemara that there's such a thing as a shtar ma'aseh bezin on the chalitza that we have the practice today. The Masada Aget takes back the get, and he convenes a bezin of three, and the bezin of three writes a p'tur. We call it in Yiddish a p'tur, to a shtar ma'aseh bezin that the woman is divorced. Rav Soloveitchik just pointed out, how did they know over the generations that they have a right to do that? By chalitza, bezin plays a role, because chalitza has to be done in the presence of a bezin. But a get doesn't have to be done in the presence of a bezin. So how he's saying, speaking in Yiddish, says, how is the bezin amachutin over here? Who asked them? How did they have the right to authorize the writing of a shtar, of a p'tur, that the woman is allowed to remarry? So he said, it would seem a little bit like the Nedi Bihuda. Nedi Bihuda has a tshuva, where he says that the Orzarua is right. Orzarua says that when you do a get, the get has to be done in the presence of a bezin of three. And that's why you have to, the get has to be done by yom, because you cannot convene a bezin balaylo. So if you say that a bezin has to be done, the get has to be done in the presence of a bezin, so it's the same as chalitza, just like chalitza has to be done in the presence of the bezin, so bezin has a right to authorize the writing of a document, of a shtar ma'aseh bezin. But if the get doesn't have to be done in the presence of a bezin, so why does the bezin have the right? They have no shaykhes but the get. Why should they have the right to write a p'tur? Right, that's the kasha. The Gemara said, ought to call the Megarish, but Beidina Megarish. The Gemara says, what do you mean, the end of Bar Basra? Everybody gets divorced in the presence of the bezin. So what does Zer Zeruah say? You need a bezin? It's against the Gemara. So the Vilna Gaon says it's not a kasha. According to the Zer Zeruah, you can't get divorced by Laila also. The Mishnah talks about Nichta Balaila, Venechtam Balaila, and the get was given Balaila. The Mishnah talks about getting divorced Balaila. And the Ozura says the same by Gitna and by Kiddushin. Makash Havaili, it's it. He says you need Kiddushin has to be done by Yom, because you need a Bezin by Kiddushin also. The Gemara talks about a different case, Kitcha Balelia. Man was Mekadosh the girl Balaila, she didn't see what he gave her. It was dark. How can you have Kitcha Balelia if you say you need a Bezin? So the Vilna Goyen and the Birak Ron, Shulchan Aruch, Ebenezer answers all the kashas. He says that this whole Orzarua is only a takana de rabbanon. But now, there ain't no such thing that you need a bezin for a get and for kiddushin. But the rabbanon in the days of the later Amoraim, when they made a takana misheini de b'tiv kiddushin, lo yehelo esek imohem. So Rashi says from that time on, when they made that takana, you have to have a dain hamemuna al kach. You have to have special smicha. That's what it says in the Ramah in Yeridei, Hilchos Tamid Chochem. Hilchos Tamid Torah. One is not allowed to be Masada Kedushin unless he has special smicha permitting him to be Masada Kedushin. You can't be Masada Raget unless he has special smicha that you have the right to be Masada Raget. So after the Chacham made that takana in the later Amoraim, so then you need a Bezdin. Then the get has to be done in the presence of a Bezdin. But Mika din deraisa, there is no such halacha. So then we're back again with the kasha. So how can bezin write a p'tur if the whole need for the bezin by the get is only by the rabbanon on the level of the deraisa? A get does need a bezin. So how do they have the right to write a p'tur? That was Rav Soloveitchik's time. He understands that bezin has a right to write a document by chalitza because bezin plays a role by chalitza. The halacha says bezin has to watch, has bezin has to oversee the chalitza. Chalatz bein ola, chalatz balayla, where there's no yeshiva as bezin, is chalitza sapsula. So you need a bezna. Bezna has a shaykha, so they have the right to authorize the writing of a shtar, chalitza. But why should bezna have the right to authorize the writing of a ptur? But that's the minik. That's a question in the Rishonim. Who does it go on? Who lo yehela esek gemoy means what? So Tosis has one. Tosis had one shot like that. You shouldn't date a girl if you don't know Hilchas Kiddushin, because you may by mistake be mekadosh the girl on a date and you won't even realize it. Or a husband should never talk to his wife about Gittin, because he may by mistake be mekadosh her and he won't even realize it. Then he'll be living with his wife in sin. They won't be married together and he won't even realize it. So that's Tosis has that shot. The boy shouldn't take out a girl, or the husband shouldn't talk to his wife about a get, unless he knows all the din. But Rashi learns, he shouldn't serve as a dayan on the case. So you have to know the din. So that's what Rashi says. No, you shouldn't be. That's the institution of Misada Kiddushin, the Misada Aget. When they made that takana, so they required that every chasana needs a rabbi to be Misada Kiddushin. And every get requires a rabbi, big Talmud Chacham, a dayan, to be Masada the get. Shouldn't just have. Years ago, it was very common in New York, the Chazanim used to be Masada Kiddush. So they didn't know the dinim, they didn't know how to fill out a ksuba, they made a lot of mistakes, they didn't know anything. That's against the halacha. They didn't know the halacha, they should know that they're going against the halacha. They just knew Chazanis, they knew how to sing the brachas. But more than that, they didn't know. It says in Shulchan Aruch, you're not allowed to be Masada Kiddush unless you have special smicha.
Even like Rashi, in other words, make a mistake, but let's say the guy really wants to get married to the girl, and he's not going to make it. He thinks he's not making a mistake. So Talmud Chachamim goes on a dayan who doesn't have a special understanding of Kiddushin Kiddushin, certainly goes on the subject himself. If he wants to be a mekadosh girl, he shouldn't. And that might have existed for her before that. In other words, what are you getting involved? Well, you want to make Kiddushin? What do you understand? Even the
No, to say you shouldn't go out on a date.
No, but, I'm not going there.
No, Tosis learns like that. You shouldn't date a girl if you don't know Hilchas Kiddushin, because it may by mistake be Mekadosh.
Yeah, that's already a little bit far-fetched.
Okay.
But certainly you shouldn't go ahead and try to get married while you're on the date. In other words, try.
Why not? What's wrong?
In other words, because you don't understand, unless the guy's a dying himself.
Okay. So that's the institution. That's when they instituted this institution of Masada Kiddushin. You have to have a Masada Kiddushin. So that's what the Vilna Gaon says. That was in the days of the later Amoraim. In the early days, the Gemara says, Oto called the Megarish Bebe Din Megarish. You don't need a Dayan. You don't need a Bezin to give a get. In the days of the later Chachamim, they instituted this Chormadayin. You need a Bezin for Kiddushin and a Bezin for a get.
If they have female children, you need Chalitza Yivam?
If they're a female, no, you don't need Chalitza Yivam. Bein ein loy mikom akoyim, ein lo ein ola. Bein mikom akoyim, yeah.
Maybe does anyone need dad to be mekadosh? What's the shot? You go on a date with a girl, you might be mekadosh. Don't you need dad, and she needs dad also?
Sometimes they have das and they don't know whether it's chal or not.
But no, I say a guy goes on a date, Rabbi, and he gives her a ring and he proposes. Is there any shiloh that he can date? He has no dad like kiddushin, and she has no dad like kiddushin. Why would think that that's a problem?
Sometimes he'll say a Lashon that sounds like he's doing Kiddushin.
Will you marry me?
Could be. Or he says, in modern Hebrew, you say we get engaged, you say Erisin. In Talmudic Hebrew and Biblical Hebrew, Erisin means marriage. It doesn't mean engaged. So there was a case in the yeshiva. A boy went on a double date, and they were both eating in a restaurant, and the boy wanted to propose to the girl. So he wrote down on a napkin something about Hariat Mu'ureses Li, and he had his friend, no, and he gave the napkin to the girl in the presence of his friend. So we paskin, you don't need Eidi Chasima, but Eidi Mesira. So there was one Eid Mesira. So Imar Kiddushin, Hamachleikis, Hamachadish Be'ed Echot, if you only have one Eid. How do you know you have to have Eidis Lakim Adova by Kiddushin? So the Gemara says, learn that dova dova mi mamin. By mamin is you need to aid him, so you need to aid him by kiddushin as well. But by mamin is aid echad is also good to a certain extent. Aid echad is good to be mechayiv shvua. So maybe by kiddushin, if a man is mekadosh by aid echad, maybe the kedushin is chal to a certain extent. Maybe we should treat it like a suffix mukudeshes, a little bit mukudeshes, because eidechad imamunis would have accomplished something. So maybe eidechad and kedushin accomplished something also. So that's a machlekes in the Gemara. That's a machlekes in Eben Ezra. How to paskul halacha? I don't think he's. I don't know if he signed it. I don't know if he signed it.
Even without any doubt, the Mikadesh occurred just to say the Lashon and makes them into Dajo.
If you say Ariap Muresisli, Muresis means to get married. And he doesn't mean married, he means to get engaged. But the guy who was listening, the other date, they were on a double date. So the other boy probably understood that Muresis means engaged, but it could have just well meant to marry me. And the girl said, he said, "Ariat Muresis," and the girl said, "Good, I agree." She meant to agree to get engaged. She didn't mean to get married. So remember, that's the question. It's not so clear that there was no das. Not so clear. The Pashto says that you send out wedding invitations and everybody comes. You march down the aisle with a tuxedo and with a big hat and so on. Yeah. No. So the only suffix would have been if they would have broken the engagement, so then there would be what to discuss. So the girl's father was a rabbi, and the girl's father came into the, she was out of town, and she came into New York to ask Rabbi Soloveitchik what the din is. So Rabbi Soloveitchik said, if it would be my daughter, I would be machmer, to treat it like a Sofi Kiddushin, because there is such an opinion in Eben Ezra. The Mekadosh Beit Echad is Choshishim LeKiddushin. Just like an Echad accomplishes somewhat by Mominus, so an Echad accomplishes something by Kiddushin as well. Anyway, but Lamai said they got married. They didn't break off the engagement. They got married.
If she would break off the engagement
and not marry him, so then it would be a discussion. But Lamai said they didn't break off the engagement. They got married. So the only DNA is saying the bracha. Is it a bracha l'matala? So for that, we don't have to be machmer. Maybe we would have been machmer as far as if they would break off the engagement that she should need a get. But not mechuyev to be machmer for the bracha l'matol.
So why we're assuming that daf for kiddushin here means what other people would assume? Why would daf for kiddushin?
If you need edus likim adavar, so you have to. If you say in Chinese or in Japanese, ariat mukudeshes, the edim don't know what you're talking about. So then there's no edus likim adavar. So the question is, what did the edim? What was the perception of the edim? Did they think that he was mekadesha?
It's not totally on what the person proposing says. I didn't have any daf mekadesher.
It does, but throughout the history, they always had a boy would give a girl a ring, say Hariyah Mukadeshesli, as a joke. It would be part of a play, and then all the Rishayim and all the Achrayim would write shuvas about this, whether they need a get. So bottom line, there would always be Mekel, but it's not right, because it's a serious issue, so it's not right to kid around about these things. So it would always give the boy and the girl a hard time, till it would be Mekel. It wasn't so posh.
When someone gets engaged, should they try to be careful not to, like, say we marry or something, or no?
You can say it, but don't say it in the presence of Adam, and don't give her any kesef kiddushin.
How long after you give them, like, the ring? How long?
Some Hasidim, the practice is when the boy gets engaged, the boy's mother gives the girl some jewelry. The boy doesn't give because of the chashash of kiddushin.
Isn't that like a shliach, though?
No. They didn't make the mother a shliach, no. The Gemara talks about Chashishim L'Siv Linus.
So why do you say
we're
doing it? I don't think so. Not in that case.
If they didn't pay for the ring, though, it wouldn't be even there, so like, that wouldn't work.
Okay.
So
okay.
You wouldn't marry me
if
he wants
what?
How?
What?
Doesn't everyone know that we do conditional
with the football? Yeah, that's
could be. Okay.
So once everyone knows that, who cares about what else?
Okay. Also, we should be so loose about it, though. Yeah.
We mentioned earlier that we don't want to, we're concerned that other people are going to look at the guest and they're going to find mistakes.
Yes.
You should hold on to it. What would be the, why would we not want other people? I understand that if we don't want to be motivated, it's not like
that's a chem der Rabbeinu Tam, shelo lahotzi la'azal get. Whenever you give a get, so after the get is given, the Masara get says, now the get was given, and he announces, and then he asks for the get back, and he puts it away. So no one will see it.
So if it's actually not a good get, though, shouldn't...
it actually is a good get, but people like to pick on the nonsense. So we don't want people to violate the Chem Derabbi in town. So this is the Machlekes, the Rambam and the other Rishonim. Everybody understands that in order to be considered, the Shtar has to be written in Midas HaMeschayiv. And if it's written Midas HaMeschayiv, then it's no good. That's called Mipim Elohim Piksovam. The Machlekes, the Rambam and the others is there such a thing as a Das HaMeschayiv on a Shtar Raya? So the Rambam says, there is no Das HaMeschayiv. He's not being Meschayiv anything in the Shtar Raya. That's called the Hischayiv, that he won't be able to lie later on. So Tosfos says, yeah, that's a Das HaMeschayiv. Now that the Loive admits to the Edom that he owes money to the Malvin, he says, write a shtar so I won't be able to deny it later on. So Tosfos holds that is called Das HaMeschayiv. The second day in Tosfos, that is called Das HaMeschayiv. The first day in Tosfos was in agreement with the Rambam that by a shtar raya, there is no concept of Das HaMeschayiv, only a Das HaMeschayiv by shtar kinyan. So therefore, whenever it's impossible to have a Das HaMeschayiv, the document has a din of a shtar without any need for Das HaMeschayiv. So the Edim can write on their own, a shtar vod, the Edim can write on their own that the loy owes money to the Malvim. Whenever it's impossible to have Das HaMeschayiv, then you don't need it. Then it has a din shtar without. Then Tosfos turns around and says, no, maybe that itself is the Das HaMeschayiv. The fact that the loyva provides the Malva with a shtar raya, that the loyva shouldn't be able to deny that he really owes him the money. Then Tosfos says, it may not be a shtar, but let's say the Edim saw what happened, and then they write up the whole story, and they send a letter to the Bezin, and the Bezin gets the letter in the mail. Let's say the Edim live in America, and they send a letter to the Bezin in Yerushalayim. They're on vacation, the Bezin now, so they read it after Shavuos. So they read it in another month. So the Tosfos says, if the Edim are still alive, and the Edim are still kosher l'hoid, by the time the Bezin reads the shtar, so that's the Haggadah Seidus. It won't have a din shtar. Shtar, we say, from the minute that they sign the shtar, even if they die before the Bezin reads the shtar already has the Haggadah Seidus. But if it doesn't, let's say the shtar was written without the Das HaMeschayiv. So Tosfos says, what's wrong? If and when Bezin will read it, and when Bezin reads it, the Edim are still alive, and they still remember this story. If the Edim forgot the whole story by the time Bezin reads it, so the Kabbalah Seidus is B'psul. Kabbalah Seidus is when Bezin reads the shtar. By the time Bezin reads it, the Edim forgot the whole story already. So then they're not kosher l'hoid. That's a surprising line in Tosfos. We usually assume that if a person doesn't remember this story, of course he can't testify. But it's not a halacha that he's pasul la'edus. In Metzias, there's nothing to testify about if he doesn't remember. But here he wrote a letter, and he writes in the letter, this just happened, I remember clearly, these are all the details. Then he sends it to the Bezin in Johannesburg, and it takes a month till they get to read it. So just because he forgot the whole story by the time they get to read it, so therefore you say that they're pasul la'edus, that's a chiddush, what Tosfos writes. That an aide who doesn't remember this story is pasul la'edus. We just suggest that maybe it's based on the pasuk that says, "V'hu aid ora o yoda im liyagid menasabad." Maybe the o yoda, maybe the pasuk means to say that yediyah, remembering the facts, is a condition for hechsher aidus. And if the aidim don't remember, they're considered pasul la'edus. That's the assumption of the Balei HaTosfos here.
If they come to Bezin and they have to refer to notes,
the Gemara says if they're looking in their diary to remind them, if it refreshes their memory and then they remember on their own, so then the Gemara says it would be good. But if they really don't remember and they're just saying based on the notes that they have in their notebooks, so then it's not a Haggadah Seidus. Then it's not a good Haggadah Seidus. The Tosfos says, so it won't be Haggadah Seidus. Let him hand in the diary. Let the diary be the Haggadah Seidus. So that's what Tosfos discusses, what's wrong. So Tosfos gave a few answers. So one answer, the main answer was, you need Das HaMeschayiv. The diary was written without Das HaMeschayiv. And Tosfos gave another answer, it's one person writing his own diary. So Shtar Be'ed Echad, Tosfos raised an issue in Shulchan Aruch. Maybe a Shtar Be'ed Echad is not a valid Shtar. Maybe Kach Ne'emar Halacha, the Pasuk in Yirmiyah, that talks about the fact that Yirmiyah bought the field from his cousin, Hanamel Ben Dodi, and it says, V'oid olav edim, and I had two witnesses sign on the bottom. So maybe that's kach ne'emar halacha. A shtar has to have dafke two edim. Maybe a shtar be'ed echod doesn't even have the validity of be'ed echod bal peh. Be'ed echod bal peh is good to be mechayev b'shvuah. Maybe be'ed echod b'shtar is worthless. Maybe it's a special din that in order to have a din of a shtar, you have to dafke have two edim. So that's 2 days in Tosfos. Yeah, what did Reish Lakish say? Such a funny statement. I mean, Torah, Eidim Achsim al Ashtar, Nasa Kemisha Nechkaro Eidusan Bebezin. What he said, in effect, was that the ability of the Loiva to say Mezuyif is only Medirabonim. In Torah, if the Maler produces a Shtar, and the Shtar says, Elob Ozem $1,000, so the Shtar is valid, and the Titus, the Nermonis of the Loiva to say Mezuyif, is only a Takana Derabonim. So why did he use such a funny Loshen? Nasa Kemisha Nechkara Eidusim Ebezim, very awkward. Rav Chaim explains in his Sefer that this statement of Reish Lakish was formulated in such a way to answer the Nemukki Yosef's Kasha. There is a Gemara in Gittin in the second parak where the Gemara discusses Bepneimat Tiknus Man Begittin. It's a Takana de Rabbanon when a husband divorces his wife, he should write the date, this man in the get. So the Gemara has a whole discussion, Machalek Zabiechan Reish Lakish. What motivated the Chachamim to introduce the Takana that you have to write Zman in the get? So the Nemukki Yosef in Sanhedrin, on the side of the Rif, on the Aflamid base, that's the beginning of the Perigech, the Imamus Vech, and the Fashis Patricia of Hakira. So the Nemukki Yosef is bothered with the Kasha. Eidim always have to give the Zman. That's the din of Drisha Lechakira. Drisha Lechakira, the original Pasuk, with the Rashta Vechakarta Vashalta Eitev, has 7 verbs. And there are 3 different parshias. One is Eidim Zaymimim, and one is Irini Dachas. I forgot the third one. So the 3 parshias, you add up all the verbs. So it says 7 times with the Rashda V'chakarto. So the Tanoim established from these psukim, you add them all together, that you need 7 drishas V'chakiris. You say Beis HaMokim, then you say Beis HaZman. Truth of the matter, what's the difference? Whether he borrowed the money on Sunday, on Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday, and morning and afternoon, whether he was in New York, whether he was in Englewood, whether he was in Pennsylvania, what's the difference? He borrowed the money, he owes the money. But that's the halacha, in addition to telling over the story, the Sipra Maisa, that the loiva borrowed money from the mal, but they have to say, Beza Mokam a Beza Zman. So even though the Pesukim only say by Dina Nefoshes, so the Mishnah says, since the Pesuk says, Mishpatecha Yolachem, we equate Dini Mamres with Dini Nefashit. That's the opening line in Perek Echad Dini Mamres on Daf Lamed Beis in Sarhen, the beginning of the Perek. Echad Dini Mamres and Echad Dini Nefashit B'Dirisha V'Chakira. So why does the Gemara say that the whole requirement to write the date and the get is only Takar the Rabbanim, if they might take this man begitten, and the Machlek Zabiechon Mishlokish, what's the reason for the Takana? They should have said it's a Din Deraisa. A Shtar is a Hagodah Seidus. Of course, the Hagodah Seidus. Can't be accepted unless he say Beis HaMokam or Beis HaZman. It should be a din deraisa. So then the Nemukki Yosef says, Anachanami, it is a din deraisa, but then the Chachamim canceled the need for Drisha V'Chakira. And Dini Mamaris Kadesh Allah Tun Aldalis Bifnei Lovin. So once they canceled the need for Drisha V'Chakira Mamaris, so they canceled the need in Gittin as well. And then they reinstituted it again by Gittin. Now, why did they reinstitute it? So that's the Machlek Zabiachon Reish Lakish. So Rav Chaim has tainus against the answer of the Nemukki Yosef. He says it's not ois gehalten, and he says it's not correct. The whole thing is not correct. The din is that a get min haTorah does not need zman. Why not? So he says zman amokam, the drisha mechakira, is not a din in hilchas edus, that the edus is incomplete unless the ed tells over zman amokam. Let's say the ed comes to Bezin and he says, somebody killed somebody else. I don't know who killed him. I don't know what to tell you. So he didn't say anything. So let's say the eight says, Reuben killed Shimon. Bemezid. That's how God says this. So why does he need this man in the Mokim? So Rav Chaim points out, you look in the Loshon HaPosik, and you look in the Loshon HaRambam. It says, V'dorashta v'chakarta v'shalta heitev. It's a din Bezdin has no right to be mekabeleitis unless the dorish v'chakera so edim. And the Rambam writes it like that in the Sefer HaMitzvahs and in Hilchas Eidus in the Mishnah Torah. The Rambam writes, it's a mitzvah sesed lidrish v'lachker so edim. It's a mitzvah on the bezin to be dorish v'chok and edim. What if one could imagine a situation where you have a Kabbalah Eidus that doesn't go through bezin? You have a Kabbalah Eidus that's called not through bezin. So there's no need for drish v'chakir. So Rav Chaim says that's what every shtar is. Shtar is a din. Eidim Achsimim al Ashtar constitute Agoras Eidus without any need for any Bezin. So that's why Reish Lakish says, Nasa Kemi Shenechkara Eidusim Bezin. When you have a Kabbalah Eidus Balpeh, has to be bifnei bezin, and then bezin has to do it rishu v'chakira. When you have a kabbalah say this aydei shtar, it doesn't go through bezin, so that it's acceptable though. It's valid. The halakha say this bishtar is valid. Kemisha nechkarei duzim has the same tokef, the same validity as if the edim would have come bal peh and testified in the presence of the bezin, and the bezin would have had to do it rishu v'chakira. Because that's the din with the Rashi of Chakar, the mitzvah says, "Ela bezin lidush v'lachir sa'edim," before they have the right to accept the testimony. So here, edim achsim al ashtar, their hagodah is chala din edis, without the root of going through a bezin. So therefore, there's no need for drish v'chakir. So the need to write the zman and the get is purely a takana de rabbonim. That's how Reb Chaim points out. Okay, it'll be Eidush Atiochel Azim. Okay. That's the question. When do you need Eidush Atiochel Azim? So the Rambam says that Eidush Atiochel Azim is not valid, Bedinin Nefoshes. Sounds like the Mashmos of the Rambam that Bedinin Mammon is, it's okay. So the Shach quotes a Machlokes Achrayim, what does that mean? So some say, Min HaTorah, Echadin Mammon Echadin Nefoshes, both need Rishim HaChakira, and therefore, you need Eidush Atiochel Azim min HaTorah, you would need by Dinim Amenis. Because if the Eidim are supposed to say the Zman HaMakom, they don't say, so it's going to be Eidush Atiochel Azim. The Eid says that he borrowed $1,000. We asked him, when? I don't remember when. Where? I don't remember. We were all traveling together. Business, we were in Philadelphia, we were in Passaic, we were in New York, we were in Stamford, Connecticut. He doesn't remember what city, he doesn't remember what day. If he doesn't remember Beis HaMakom or Beis HaMan, so he can never catch him with a lie. He can never be mazim him to say, Imanu Hayisim HaMakom Acharan, that day you weren't there. It's not true. So that's always going to, if you're not going to say this Man HaMakom, it's always going to be Eidush Atiochel Azim. So the Rambam writes, Eidush Atiochel Azim is not valid, Bedinin Nefoshes, implying that Bedinin Mamanis it is good. So the Shach quotes the Machlokes Sachreidim, what does that mean? That's Min HaTorah like that. Midereise, you only require Eidush Atiochel Azim by Nefoshes, by Mominus, that's the Din Medereise that you don't need. Or maybe the Din Medereise always was that you don't, because you need Rish V'Chakira, so you always did need Eidush Atiochel Azim. Once the Chachamim were Mevatel the need, they said you can be done, Dinim Mominus, without Rish V'Chakira. They shall obtain the Dallas Bifnei Lovin. So once they did away with the need for Rish V'Chakira, so Mele they did away with the need for Eidush Atiochel Azim. So that's a machlokes, whether the Rama meant min HaTorah and the Rabban. So one could say over here that maybe in Mikra then you only need Eidush Atiochel Azim by Nefoshes, by Mominus you don't need min HaTorah, and by Dovah Shebi'erva also you wouldn't need. So the get would need Eidush Atiochel Azim on the level of the Raisa. Yeah, so this is the famous topic. What does Reish Lakish say? Eidim Achsumim Al Ashtar. The need for Kiyum Shtoris is only mid the Rabbanon. That's why there are so many coolers. Usually Hagodah Seydus has to be Bifnei Baldin. And Kiyum Ashtar can be done, the Gemara said before, Kiyum Ashtar can be done Shaloi Bifnei Baldin. We can make the Kiyum Ashtar even though the loiva says the whole Shtar is Mezuyev, I don't know who this person is, he never lent me any money. So the din is he can do the Kiyum Ashtar Shaloi Bifnei HaLoiva. Even though the loiva is echte baldin. Why is that so? Because the whole need for Kiyum Ashtar is only the Rabbanon. They have a lot of kulas. That's one of the many kulas. So that's taka the shayla. Kiyum Ashtar is never deraisa. You never need Kiyum Ashtar as deraisa. So the Shach in the Chosha Mishpat quotes a machlekes hagoinim. What if you have a shtar b'ksav yodai? The shtar says this is to ascertain that I personally borrowed $1,000 from Reuven, and I have to pay him the money within 2 years from this date. Then he signs his name on the bottom. And he says what the date is that he has to pay. So that's Kosa B'Ksav Yodai. So what's Takadin or Kosa B'Ksav Yodai? Before you get to Kosa B'Ksav Yodai, the Mishnah in the end of Bava Basra has that there are two differences between a Milva B'Shtar and a Milva Alpeh. Milva Alpeh means you have Edim who would testify that I borrowed $1,000 from the other person. Milva B'Shtar means the Loiva authorized the Edim to sign a Shtar. This is that's the thing. The Loiva told us that he owes $1,000 to the Malva. We were watching when he borrowed the money, and he authorized us to write a shtar. So what are the two differences between Milva B'Shtar and Milva HaPeh? So one difference is the Loiva believed to say Parua. If it's a Milva B'Shtar, the Loiva is not believed to say Parua, because Shtar Chabiyodi, my boy, if the Loiva already paid up the money, how come the Malva is still holding on to the shtar? But Noik Sheboilam, the Loiva doesn't pay the money until the Malva gives him back the shtar and he rips it up. He doesn't want the mob to collect the second time. So the Lev is going to say, I trusted him. So say, it's a far-fetched story. You trusted him that he's going to rip up the shtar. So why do you give him a shtar in the first place? That he should be able to collect, and then you paid the full money, and you trust him that he's going to rip up the shtar, he's going to collect the second time. So that's what the Gemara says. If you have a milvah b'shtar, the Lev is not believed to say paraiti because shtar chabiyodi my boy. And the other difference is, if you have a milvah bishtar, the shiba nechosim, so you can even collect from the lekuchas. But if you only have a milvah peh, you're only going from b'nei chorin, from the loiv himself, and you cannot collect from the lekuchas. The Gemara has a whole machlekes, and we pass on aloche that milvah peh is nigvis min hayisayman. That yes. Even though there's no milvah bishtar, milvah peh can be collected from the yisayman. So that's a major debate in Goinim. Why is that so? Why is that the milvah al peh? The Yisayman never borrowed the money. To collect from the Yisayman, you should really need a Shibud Nechasim. You shouldn't be able to collect based on Shibud Aguf. The Loiva died already. He had the Shibud Aguf is on his back. Afim Gulmad al Kaspeh is his back. Why did the Yisayman mechuyev to pay? So usually we assume Yisayman paid based on Shibud Nechasim. But if it's a milbal peh, so there is no shiva nechasim. So what's going on over here? So that's a major machlekes in Rishonim. Is it because vis-a-vis Yisayman we say there is shiva nechasim even in milbal peh? Vis-a-vis lekuches, there's only shiva nechasim in milbal b'shtar. Milbal peh, since leis leikol, it'll be upset in the lekuches. So there's no shiva nechasim. But as far as collecting from the Yisayman, they didn't lose any money over here. They got birusha from the father. The father borrowed money, so they collect. So the justice dictates you should take away the karka from the Yisayman to pay the father's debts. You had no right to borrow the money and not pay back. So one could say that collecting from the Yisayman by milvah bal peh is based on shiba nechasim. With respect to Yisayman, there is shiba nechasim. Even in milvah bal peh, with respect to lekuchas, there's no shiba nechasim because of pseid of the lekuchas, and with respect to the Yisayman, there is no pseid of the Yisayman. They're not entitled to the money. It's not their money. So then we say that there is shiva nechasim.
And that implies that she was derabanan. You know, how can you describe
it? It could be that if you hold there is a machlekes in the Gemara, the end of Bava Basra and Kiddushin Daf Yud Gimel, whether shibura deraisa or shibura lav deraisa. So the pashup shot in the Gemara is that if you hold shibura deraisa, even milbal peh, there would have been a shiva nechasim. But they canceled it mederabbanan because of pseida the lekuchas, because milvah peh is leis leikola, because manda yosef betzina yosef. One who borrows money doesn't want to be mefarsimit, so the lekuchas won't know. So there'll be a problem of pseida the lekuchas. But if not for that takon mederabbanan, if you hold shibud deraisa, even in milvah peh there would have been a shibud nechasim. So you can say over here they canceled the shibud nechasim because of pseida the lekuchas. Kuchas paid money, and then they're going to lose out. They're going to take away. But the Yisayman didn't pay any money for anything, so there's no problem, say to the Yisayman. So you say there's a Shiba Nechosim, even on the Milvah Peh, there's a Shiba Nechosim.
What if the Yisayman already sold it to somebody? They sold it to a Lekuch.
Okay, so then you don't collect. You don't collect from Lekuchas unless there's Milvah Bishtar. But from the Yisayman themselves, you can collect even if it's only Milvah Peh. That's the difference between Yisayman and Lekuchas, yeah. But lekuchas you need dafke milvah b'shtar from Yisayman to collect from the Yisayman, even a milvah peh is also nigvas ben Yisayman. So that's a major machlokes in Ga'inim. But Torah, what do you collect the milvah peh from the Yisayman? Is it that with respect to collecting from Yisayman, we say that there is a shiva nechasim on milvah peh? Or maybe I should say no, that there's no shiva nechasim in milvah peh, there's only shiva raguf. But collecting, since mitzvah l'yisayimim, the frach eves avim, they made a mitzvah mederabanan, so it's considered as if you're collecting based on shibud aguf. So that's a major machlokes that's discussed in Shulchan Aruch with nafkeminis lalach. Why is it? Why does the Gemara give this psak, Rabbi Shmuel, damit avayu, milvah peh, nigvas ben ha'yisayim? Why is that so? Okay, so the nafkeminis over there.
What's the other
difference? Usually there are two differences between milvah b'shtar and milvah peh. One difference is whether the loivi can say parua. One difference is can you collect from the lekuchas. And the Shach writes every 75 pages in Chosha Mishpot that these two are totally zeh b'zeh. If the loivi would have been nema to say parua, and you can only collect if the loiv admits that he owes the money, so what right do you have to collect from the lukuchas? If the loiv could have said parua, said so hoidoas baldin of the loiv that it's not parua, you got to collect from the lukuchas because the loiv is mighty that it's not parua. So the shach says that these two are interconnected. Whenever the loiv is believed to say paraiti, then it can't be anishim nechosim to collect from lukuchas because it's hoidoas baldin, that's chav lachrini and chayshina lekenunya. The Gemara says chayshina lekenunya. Mikradin deraisa hoidoas baldin chav lachrini is good. The Gemara says in Bob and Sia, the end of the first peg, it's only no good with the Rabbanim because chashin lekenunya. But chashin lekenunya, okay.
What was the Shach discussing about
Shnai? So the Shach quotes a machloikis hagainim, if the Malva has a Shtar that was signed by the Loiva himself, and the Loiva says the Shtar is Mezuyev, I don't know who you are, I never borrowed any money, and the whole thing is a forgery. So these say, just like a shtar that's signed by two witnesses, the need for kiyum hashtar is only with the Rabbanan, so too a shtar b'ksav yad is also a shtar, so the whole need for kiyum hashtar is only with the Rabbanan. So because only with the Rabbanan, you would have a whole slew of kulas, you can do the kiyum hashtar shalev b'fnei baldin, because the whole need for kiyum hashtar is only the Rabbanan. And maybe I should say no, a kiyum hashtar is only needed with the Rabbanan, that's if it has a din of a shtar, it only has a din of a shtar if you have two edim signed on it. Then a shtar is made on itself that it's kosher. Shtar is made on itself that it's ain't a mezuyev. But a shtar b'ksav yada, maybe that doesn't have a din of a shtar. So if you can prove that he really signed it, if you can make a kiyum hashtar, prove that the loiv really signed it, so then you have a hoidoas baldin that he owes the money. But if he denies signing it, and then you have to make a kiyum hashtar to be mevarei whether it's really emes or not, so maybe you wouldn't say that the need for kiyum hashtar is only with the Rabbanan. Maybe the need is in Atar. So that's how the Shach is Machriya. Shach Paskins Lamaskana like that. He quotes a Machlagis HaGoinim, and we assume La Alocha that Ishtar B'Ksav Yadoi needs kiyum in Atar. So whatever kulas you have, let's say, you can do the kiyum hashtar Shalei B'Fnei Baldin, that's only by Ishtar that has two witnesses signed on the bottom. But if the Ishtar is only signed by Ksav Yadoi, then the need for kiyum is there, right? And you don't have all the kulas. One way to say is mitzvah leisem fer chavis avim that it's a shibra guf. The other way to say no, they never borrowed the money, no shibra guf. But menatoira, the Gemara says if yol shibura deraisa, so then there should have been a shibra nechasim in every milva ped. The only reason why it's not there is because mandu yosef betzino yosef is going to be pseidah de lekuchas. But you don't have to worry about pseidah the yisaimim. So we say a milva ped has a shibra nechasim. Milva ped carries with it a shibra nechasim. Yeah. What does the Mishnah have the dinim of Hapesh Shasar or Hapesh Shehitir? Hapesh Shasar.
We got the
Eidach
HaBishtar.
He had
two Shtaros with an Eidach. Is that the same as a Halvah? Eidach HaBishtar by
Halvah?
That you could be
the Chayiv
somebody.
Tosis has the 2 days about that. Tosis and Chafam and Beis. One Loshan they said was you have two Shtaros by Eidach. This is zero and this is zero, so you have nothing. You have to have two Eidim have to sign a one shtar based probably on the Pasuk in Yirmeh, but Oid Olav Eidim. You have to have Dafke two Eidim signed. And the other suggestion Tesh made, no. If you have one Biksav and one Balpeh, one Eid Mesirah and one Eid Chasima, adds up to two, and one day it was, if you have two stories, but two, one Eid Echon and Nishtar, one Eid Echon, so Tesh had 2 days about that. Would that be considered a shtar Bishnei Eidim? But Tesh is maintaining a possibility that the Hilchas Eidus and Shtar are different from the Hilchas Eidus Balpeh. Maybe the din requires an Eidavke Shtar Bishnei Eidim. Shtar Beid Echod wouldn't be good to the extent that Echod is good Balpeh, it wouldn't be good Biksav. Kach Nemra Alocha, that the Hilchas Eidus are different than the Shtar. Yeah. So Rav Soloveitchik pointed out, I think, B'Shem Abchaim, there is a Gemara like that in the last Perek and Bovet Basim, Perget Poshut. A get Poshut is when you have the whole Shtar. A get doesn't have to be a get Isha. A get means a shtar. So you have a whole shtar written on one side of the page and the two edim sign on the bottom. That's a get pashut. Everything is on one side of the page. And get makusher, you write a line or two, then you fold it over on blank, and then you stitch it up, and you have one eighth side on the back. Then you write another line or two, then you fold it over on the blank, and you sew it up, then you have another eight echad side on the back. It's going to take a long, long time. It's going to take a long time to write such a shtar mekusha. Why did the Chachamim introduce such a shtar for such a funny shtar? Shtar mekusha, the Gemara says, because Kohanim often were very big hotheads. And we're afraid the guy may get angry at his wife, he's going to divorce his wife, then he won't be able to remarry her. A grusha asur lekohen, even if it's grusha satzmo. So they introduced this complicated way of giving a get, and by the time they'll finish writing the get, the husband will already change his mind. They'll calm down. The rabbi's wife, will try to calm down the husband while the sofer is in the middle of writing this wacky get. You write, and then you sew it down, you fold it over, and you sew it down, and then you have an eidechet sign in the back. So first the Gemara thought, and the Mishnah says, that a get mekusha needs a minimum of 3 witnesses signed, and a get pasha needs 2 eidim. Ashtar mechiras chametz, ashtar kiddushin, a get, you have 2 eidim signed on the bottom. And a shtar mekusha needs minimum of 3 eidim. So the Gemara says, Menahane mili, where does that come from? That the Gemara says the whole thing is a takana derabanan, to waste time. Just to waste time, that the kohen should change his mind, not to divorce his wife. But first the Gemara thought that it's a din derais. So the Gemara says, that's how you understand pshat and the pasuk. Mishnah in Makkos poses the question, Miskayem Sayyidis Pishtaim Lama Parakla Kasa Bishloisha. Why does it say a Pishtaim Mashloisha Edim? Yumasameis, Al Pishtaim Mashloisha Yakum Dover. If Edis is good with 2, what do you need? 3? So the Mishnah gives, Nimsechemem Karva Pasol, Edis Abatlam Sasa Batla Gula, Achiazomakulam, Trekemei, all the different drushes. So the Gemara thought another drusha. Al Pishtaim Edim if it's a get Pashit, Al Pishloisha Edim if it's a get Makushar. So the Gemara thought that a get mekusha requires 3 eidim as a din derais. Then the Gemara backs out and says, no, the whole invention of get mekusha is only mid rabbanan. There's no din derais. But the Gemara in the Havamina thought that hilchas eidis are different in shtar than balpeh. Balpeh, there's no mila to 3 eidim over 2 eidim. But the Gemara thought that in shtar mekusha you need 3 eidim and a third. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik said, b'shem Rav Chaim. I think this is printed, no? And before Rav Soloveitchik, they printed in Chiddush Rav Chaim in Pi'ah Shmuel, that from the Gemara's Havamin and Get Poshut, you can see that the Gemara thought that it is Nitan Dahi Omer, that Hilchas Eidus Bishtar should be different from Hilchas Eidus Balpeh. So Mele Tshachta said over here also, that a Shtar Beit Echot is no good, or a Shtar B'Ksav Yoda is no good. As the Shtar has to be Davka B'Oid Olav Eidim, you have to have Davka 2 Eidim. If you don't have 2 Eidim, doesn't have a Din of Shtar. And Mele doesn't have dina shtar, so the need for kiyum shtar will be minatara. The whole reason why kiyum shtar is lav derais is because we assume shtar is made on itself that it's kosher. Shtar is made on itself that it's einem mezuyev. Why should that be so? Why should they say shtar is made on itself that it's einem mezuyev? So Rashi writes in the beginning of Gittin, when the Gemara quotes this member of Reish Lakish, einem malashan nasi kimishin echei dusim ebezin, the Rashi says, why? Because lechotzif inish lizayufe. The right people will not forge a document. So whatever is probably the case is considered as if it's included in the Haggadah Seder of the Shtar. That's it. Since Lechotzer finished Lezayufe, so it's as if the Edom on the Shtar are made, that the Shtar is Enem Mekuyim. The Shtar is Enem Mezuyev. Whatever is probably the case is considered as if it's included in the Haggadah Seder of the Shtar. That's a famous Kasher Rebbe Kiveger asks in the Tshuvas. There was a machlokes Rabbi Shmuel by the Hoch Mamam Racha Roiv Ain Hoch Mamam Racha. So we paskin, you cannot be motzi mamon from a muchzak based on a roiv. So he asked Akasha, if the malva has a shtar and the loiva says parua, and the malva says shtar chabiyoni, my boy, if it's true that you paid, how come you left the shtar by me? He says he trusted me when he paid me the $20,000 in cash. He came with a suitcase, gave me $20,000 in cash. I said, where's the shtar? So he said, oh, he has it somewhere. He doesn't know himself where it is. I say, do you promise me you're going to rip it up as soon as you find it? Yeah, so I trusted him that he's going to rip it up. So the Gemara says, Shtar Chabiyodi, my boy, if the Malv is holding on to a Shtar Halvoa, so the Loiva is not believed to say Peru. Why? Because it's far-fetched. It's not going to happen. That he's going to pay the money and is not going to insist on ripping up the Shtar right away. So Rabbi Kivega was bothered with the kasha. How can he be Motzi Mamed from a Muchzak based on the fact that it's far-fetched? The likelihood is that he probably did not pay back yet. Imtim Zalem that he paid back. How can it be that the Malva is still holding on to the Shtar? Shtochid Miyari by boys. Rabbi Kivega was bothered. That's only a Roiv. How can he be Motzi Mamed from the Muchzak, from the Loiv, based on a Roiv? So Rabbi Kivega suggests an interesting answer, and others give interesting answers. So Rabbi Baruch Beer quotes what he heard from Rabbi Chaim to answer this kasha, that it's not that Yemotzi Momen based on a roi, if I'm shtorcha b'yodim, my boy, the fact that the Malva is still holding on to the shtar is right, the Levi didn't pay. The word is, whatever is probably the case, the Halacha says is, it's considered as if this too is included in the Haggadah Seder of the shtar. That's what Tosis writes in the beginning of Gittin, on Dav Dalet Amud Aleph. Tosis says, when the husband gives a get to his wife, and later on she finds a shidduch she wants to remarry. So the people ask her, how do you have a right to remarry? Prove to us that your husband is dead. And she doesn't have a pesha as a peshita. She lived in the neighborhood. Everybody knows she was married to the husband. Now she claims that she got divorced. Prove that you got divorced. So if she produces the get, so that's sufficient proof. Sheyehu edim chosma al get, and they tikkun oilam, the edim sign on the get, in case they move to Medina Sayam, in case they'll die, she should have the get, that'll serve as the shtar raya. So the Tosis is bothered with the kasha, when did the edim sign the get? When the husband expresses to the edim an interest in divorcing his wife. They signed before the get, they signed before the get was given. It could be they signed the get in New York, and then the get is sent by mail to California, and then the shliach gives the get to the ish in California. The edim weren't even there when the get was given. So how can you say that the fact that the woman is holding on to the get is a proof that she was properly divorced? When the edim should sign on the get, should be able to serve as the shtarai. The edim signed on the get, they weren't there when the get was given. Maybe the get was given bipsul. Maybe it was tligitach magabi karka. The din is that the husband has to do the nesina v'nasam biyada. If he puts the get on the table and tells her to pick it up, so Gemara says that's no good. V'nasam and tligitach magabi karka is no good. Maybe there were no edim esira when the husband gave the get to the wife. The Rabbi Natam there holds that even if you hold like Rab Meir, that edi chasim akarse makes it into a get, but the Rabbi Natam hoyerag aloyma, that even Rab Meir agrees that you need edim esira. Because it's like a double shift the erva. When you give the ring to the kali, you need 80 masir. When you give the get to the isha, you need 80 masir. So Tosis says to Akasha, how can a woman holding on to the get, how can that prove that the get was given midas habal? Maybe he authorized the edim to sign it, and then he changed his mind, and the wife kept it from him. Or maybe he agreed to give it, but he gave it bipsult legitach magabi karka. How do you know that the get was given behechsha? So that's what Tosis says. Mistama hakol behechsha nasa. Since the probability, the likelihood is that everything was done properly. Usually the get is given properly. So we say edim astem al ashtar nasa kimishenech kedusim ebezin, that anything that's probably the case, it's if the shtar is made that it happened. Like how do you know that the kiyum ashtar is only needed midrabbanan? Because the Rashi said because lachatzei vinish liziyufei. It's a ruba de leisa kamon that people wouldn't forge a shtar. So because it's probably not forged, so we treat it as if the shtar is made on itself, that it's not forged. And because it's not normal to be machtim ketanim, let's say the malva has a shtar that the lova owes him money. Then the lova says, but the edim weren't bar mitzvah. Make a calculation. The edim were not bar mitzvah when they stein the shtar. Or he says, the edim are kroivim to each other. One of them married the other one's sister. There's no way to prove whether yes or no. So the Gemara says that Atari should really say Mistama Hakol Behechsha Nasa, because that's far-fetched, that people are going to get Ketanim to sign a shtar. People are going to not be medactic, going to have Kroivim sign a shtar. People normally are medactic. So since Roiv people are medactic, I consider it as if the shtar is made on itself, that it's kosher. So the whole need for Kima is only Midirabonah. And if you have doubts as to whether the Edom were bar mitzvah, so the Gemara says you should assume the Edom were bar mitzvah. If you have doubts whether the Edom are kroivim zelazah, you should assume they're not kroivim zelazah. Shtar is made on itself, that it's kosher. Unless the shtar is einim bekuyim, so then the loiva has a peshas ha pesha iter. He could have tied the mezuyif, the whole thing is mezuyif, and then you would have had to make a kiyama shtar, so he should be believed. Parua b'migan and mezuyif. Okay, that's a different story. Parua b'migan and mezuyif is neman. Yeah, what is a din amigu? We spoke a little bit. What's a din amigu? What do you need the din amigu for? There's a din. If I confront you, I say, I lent you $1,000. Pay me back the money. So you say, either loy lavisi or you say paraiti. So you don't, minator, you don't have to swear. That's koifer hakol. The pasuk says, asher mikihu zeh, adwa lekim yobad rashneyan, etc. So the Gemara says, Ashiyama ki huze, Taisa says ki huze veloi ze, it might have been mixas and then kaifa be mixas. The nitva was might have been mixas and kaifa be mixas. Then it says, adhu elohim yavadu Hashem, he has to swear. So you only need a shvua deraisa, if he's might have been mixas, kaifa be mixas. If he's kaifa akol, the mashmas of the pasuk is that there's no need for any shvua. So what taina is accepted as a kaifa akol? So the Gemara says, only the taina of lo lavisi or paraiti. If he develops a kakai taina, he says, I admit that I borrowed $1,000 and I didn't pay it back, and I'm not going to pay it back, because the understanding was that I should give the $1,000 towards the bar mitzvah, I should use the money towards the bar mitzvah of my child or something. He gives a different taina's p'tur. Instead of saying lalavisa parad, he says machalto. I say, I borrowed $1,000 and I didn't pay it back, and I don't have to pay it back because you said you're moichel. Or he says, nischayavta li kenegdon. I admit that I owe you $1,000. I borrowed the money and never paid it back, but you were driving down the street and you crashed into my house, and the damage was exactly $1,000. So it's a wash. You owe me $1,000, I owe you. So they cancel each other out. That's how I'm not going to pay. So the Gemara says, that's not Neman b'toris kaifer hakol. That's Neman b'toris migu. Why isn't that Neman? That's not kaifer hakol. When he says lo lavisi, he doesn't want to pay a penny. When he says paraiti, that's kaifer hakol. So when he says machalto, on the schayavta likenegna, also kaifer hakol. Why do you say no? He's only Neman on machalto and schayavta likenegna if it's a situation where he could have advanced the other taina. He could have advanced the taina of lo lavisi or paraiti. Then he has a migu. But if it's a situation where he couldn't have advanced that taina, so he doesn't have a migu, he's not neman. Why do you say that mochalten is chayavta likenegdon is neman b'toris migu? Why don't you say it's neman b'toris kaifer hakol? Why do you have to say that it's a migu? Why don't you just say it's kaifer hakol? So the Ran on the Rif and the end of Shavuos explains what's going on. He says the only time the halacha recognizes it as a taina kaifer hakol is if it's the most direct tainus p'tur that one can advance. He says loy lavisi, or he says paraiti. So that's the most direct tainus p'tur. And then you don't have to swear minatur. But we have another pasuk that says we don't know what the pasuk is, but it's mistaba that it must be a pasuk somewhere. We have another mokka somewhere that not only is the nitva neman, if he's kaifer hakol, the hainu he says loy lavisi paraiti. If he advances a different taina on the same amount of money, that if he would have advanced the taina of la lavisa paraita, he would have been believed on that, because kaifer hakol doesn't even swear shvua derabanan. So if he advances a different taina, namely machalton nischayavta likenegdan, then it's neman b'migu that he could have advanced the taina of la lavisa paraita. What do you need a migu for? Why don't you say this itself is kaifer hakol? He says, Machalton is chayavta likenegdan. Why isn't that kaifer hakol? So that's what the Ran says. Not the only taina that's recognized as taina's kaifer hakol, that you don't swear min ha-Torah, that's only the most direct taina's p'tur without any complications. He says, lo lavisi, he says, paraiti. But if he starts a whole complicated story, no, I borrowed the money, I never paid it back, and I'm not going to pay it back because Machalton is chayavta likenegdan. So that's a little bit reya tainose. That's a weakness in the taina. So that's not recognized on the list of tainus as a kaifer hakol. That will only be accepted, that a manus of the leiva will only be valid in such a case if it's a migu, that he could have advanced the tainus. He could have said loy lavisi or paraiti, that would have been kaifer hakol. So now when he advances any other taina, he's believed at that as well. That's a chiddush, that you have to come on to migu.
The other thing that's shim with the Tosfos, says that basically the Torah is saying there's this exact case where you chayav shvua, but any other case, in the middle would be patur shvua. It's only mode of mixas,
right?
So it's not a case of mode of mixas, should be patur shvua.
No. Mode of mixas wears a kaifer hakol is nem unbelievable. But this case is not recognized as a kaifer hakol.
Why is kaifer hakol patur mishua? Just because it's not from that pasuk, it doesn't fit into the pasuk that does mode of mixas. Who is that?
No, the Gemara gives a hesber that mishtamuti ka mishtam, and the Gemara gives a whole hesber why we distinguish between kaifer hakol and mode of mixas. So some cases we would say we're gonna say that the loiva is nema to say this chayavta likenegna. He is nema to say machalta, but he's only nema b'toris amigu. He is nema.
So
just like the kafakal doesn't swear, he doesn't swear either. But let's say if the beginning of the din Torah, the malva says I lent you $1,000, you never paid it back, and the loiva says everything you just said is true. But I didn't daven mincha yet, so I have to daven before the shkia. And then he comes back at 15 minutes later after his mincha, and he says, Machalta on this chayavta li kenegda. So Tosfos shows from the Gemara is that he's not neman with migu anymore. That's a migu l'mafreya. If he would have said it from the very outset, everything he said is true, I borrowed the money and never paid it back, and I'm not going to pay back because of machalta. And I'll tell you the details later after I daven mincha. So that'll be fine. That's a migu. But if he says everything he said is true, but I still maintain, I'm going to explain it later. At the time that he advances the taina of machalta and schayav, he no longer has the ability to say lo lavisa. So then there's no migul. That's migul and mafreya lo yaminon. So that's not the taina of machalta and schayav, the connector, is not recognized as a taina skoifer hakol. So he's not them on belishma.
So what's that? I don't know what the hesber is, and it's not that.
Tosfos
says
that
the pasuk
makes
us into shvuah
d'oraisa.
So, what's the
hesber
for
Tosfos? Tosfos just proves on the pasuk.
Two shvuahs are pata midaris. Where's the pasuk for that?
Two shvuahs are what?
Two claims specifically are pata from shvuah. Halavisi and Harati.
Right. So that's what the Ran explains the Gemara. Why didn't I have to come out to?
On the top level, where what's the basis?
Right. So the Ran explains that the Gemara says that. The Gemara says Machalton Schayavti Kenegdan is only Neman based on Amigu. Why is that? So he says the only Taina that's recognized as a Taina Skarfa Kol is if it's the most direct Taina Ptur, namely Lo Lavisi Aparaiti.
And where do we see, and I don't know where Kofar, how do I know Kofar Kol is Patur? I don't know where Kofar Kol Patur Meshua.
How do you know Kofar Kol
is Patur Meshua?
From the mashmos of the pasuk, only ki who's ever lo
iser. In any case, it's not that would be patur from shua.
So the Gemara says not so. The Gemara says, "Lamazar kasev elachacham." So the Gemara says, the reason why neman, why is neman by kofar hakol beli shvua, because that's called kofar hakol. That's the most direct tainus p'tur. But if it's rei tainos, a little bit fishy, then it's only neman with migu. Must have pasuk somewhere. That's what so he says. Migu is not mistabra at all. Migu must be Akzeris HaKos, just doesn't know where the Pasuk is. Migu the Taina Ma'ali said that we had on your base and base, that's a different thing. That's a Svara. That's a Ruba Dalesa Kaman that he's telling the truth. But this Migu must be Achok. It's Akzeris HaKos. Just don't know where the Ktzai says, he doesn't know where the Pasuk is. Maybe someone else knows where the Pasuk is. So that's what the Ran explains. That's what Yavach HaShem Mishpat. If the Loive advances a Tainas Ptur, that's a little bit Re'a Tainos, it's a little bit fishy. He says machalton is chayavta likenegdan. It's a wash. So then he's only neman with amigu. And if it's going to be migul l'mafreya, he won't be neman. And what if he advances a taina that's so far fetched? It's rei tainos miyod, very far fetched. So then that's called migul m'makom chazaka. Chazaka means there's a ruba d'leisa kamon that the story is so cockeyed. Migul doesn't help. So then there's a stira three gemaras. One Gemara, that's what Tosfos and Baba Basra Dafei, yes, the stira. One Gemara says, Migul contradicted by Chazaka, by Ruba de Leisa Kamon. One Gemara says, it is good. One Gemara says, no good. One Gemara is Mesupik. There in Dafei, Gemara is Mesupik. Migul Makam Chazaka Mao. So Tosfos stands on the head to give a terror. So the Shach at the end of Simin Pei Beis gives all the Kaloli Migul. So the Shach says, the answer, Halacha Lemaise, is what was given by the Nemuki Yosef on Dafei and Baba Basra. Migul contradicted by Ruba Leisa Kamon. There are a million degrees of Ruba Leisa Kamon. Is it 99.99% unlikely what he said? Or is it 90% unlikely, 80% unlikely, 70% unlikely, 60%, 51%? How unlikely is it? So if it's a little bit Re'a Tainase, then you have to come on to Migul. And then he's Neman. If it's extremely Re'a Tainase Mi'od, says the cow jumped over the moon. It's such a far-fetched explanation that he gives. Why is Pata? Then Migu Mimbakam Chazaka Lo Yamina. That's not even acceptable with Migu. And if it's 85% contradicted by Aruba Dalesa Kaman, it's not highly improbable, it's pretty improbable. So that the Gemara has a Sveik and Adina, whether that's included in the Xeris HaKosav of Migu or not. So the Gemara must have had Pesukim over here. And they developed this whole story based on everything is based on Pesukim.
Yeah. We look into the fact, in other words, the president, from a practical point of view, that comes with this kind of Messiah, you can make the impression to your house. The president say, well, let's see the damage.
Of course they take a look.
And they will take a look.
How about they take a look?
It makes sense that the amount is right. Maybe he owes him 10,000 and the damage is 750, they're not going to accept
the why do they have to look at it to see?
That's a practical.
Yeah, nefashas and mominus, they have to look at it. I remember once I said, I was on a jury duty, and the case was a murder that happened in Inwood at the end of Washington Heights. So Mr. Rosenstock is in real estate. So he said, I know the building well. They want to cancel him. The shaila was whether he shot a bullet. He was in one room and he shot the guy in another building. So Mr. Rosenstock, I said, I know the building well. So they should have taken all of the jurors to the building to see whether it's nitan layam. Can you shoot a bullet from this room to the other room? Can you kill a guy or not? So they wanted to pasul him from serving as a member of the jury because he knows the building. The Gemara says he would take the whole bezin to go see if it's shayach. You have to see if it makes sense. Yeah. Yeah. So Nachamot, so Rabbi Kevega was bothered with this kasha. Kevega was bothered with the kasha. In Hochem, the moment Acher Haroiv, the Malva has a star that says that the Lova owes the money. The Lova says, Parua, Malva says, Shtoch Biodi, my boy, if it's true that you paid up the Chayv, how come I still have the star? So that's a Ruba Deleisa Kamon. How can he be Moitzi Momen based on the Ruba Deleisa Kamon? So Rabbi Baruch Be'er quotes the Teretz in the name Rab Chaim that whatever is probably the case is considered as if it's included in the Haggadah Seder of the star. Because that's what the Gemara says. A person signed the shtar, and then he comes 5 years later and he says, I wasn't bar mitzvah when I signed the shtar. So the Gemara says, Kimin shehigad shuv v'nechozer magid. What do you mean, Kimin shehigad shuv v'nechozer magid? He doesn't say it's not true. He says, it is true, but I wasn't bar mitzvah. Or he says, it's true that I signed the shtar, but I was a brother-in-law of the other aid. Now we're no longer related because someone died or someone got divorced. We're no longer related. But at the time that I signed the shtar, So the Gemara says, how can you believe in Kivit Shigat Shuv and Chayzer Magid? Unless the Shtar is Einim Bekuyim, and the Eidim come and they say, Ksav Yadayna, who is this? That's HaPesha HaSapesha Yitir. Midir Rabban, and you need Kiyim HaShtar. On the level of the Reisev, there's no need for Kiyim HaShtar. So on the level of the Reisev, he's going to come and he's going to say, true, the Shtar is true, but Ktanim Hayinu, Psule Eidus Hayinu. So we're going to say that Kivit Shigat Shuv and Chayzer Magid. What do you mean Kivit Shigat Shuv and Chayzer Magid? What he gave a Haggadah Seder that he was bar mitzvah. He gave a Haggadah Seder that the guy borrowed money. He didn't change the story today. He says it's true, the guy borrowed money. But he says, when I signed the shtar, I was a cotton, therefore the shtar is meaningless. So how is that Kim and Shig and Shub and Achazer Magid? He was made that he wasn't bar mitzvah. He was made that he wasn't the brother-in-law of the other one. So the Gemara says, no, because Chazoke ain't Chos Malashtarim Kei Nasa Begodol. Chazoke, Ruba Deleza Kamon. You will never have witnesses sign a shtar if they're not yet bar mitzvah. So it's a ruba deleisa kamon. So why is the Gemara call it kim shigin shivin chazer magin? The Gemara treats it as if the shtar is made that the edim are bar mitzvah. The shtar is made the edim are not kreid mzalazet. So that's what you see from the Gemara. Whatever is probably the case, whatever is probably true to say that the shtar has validity, and the bala shtar is holding on to the shtar, and he says he owes me the money. This is a kosher shtar. He says, the Eidim were by mitzvah, and the Eidim are not Krayv Mzalazah, therefore it's a kosher shtar. So since it's probably Mistama HaKol B'Hechshanat, so it probably is kosher, so the shtar includes HaGodah Seydis, that the Eidim were by mitzvah, and the Eidim were not Krayv Mzalazah, and the Eidim were kosher. So that's what Baruch Be'er says in the name of Abchaim, Shtoch HaBiyodim, my boy, starts off as a Ruba Deleisa Kamon. He probably didn't pay him. If it's really true that the Loiva paid the money, so how come the Malva is still holding on to the shtar? But whatever is probably the case is considered as if the shtar is made shaloi para. The shtar not only is made shalova, shtar is made shaloi para also. So that's it's not that you might see a moment based on a roi. Whatever is probably the case in support of the claim of the balashtar, the malva is holding on to the shtar. Need tvisas balashtar. The Das HaMeschayiv is the one who authorizes the writing of the shtar. And the Baal HaShtar is the one to whom the shtar is delivered. So when you have tefisas Baal HaShtar, the Malva is holding on. The Loiva authorizes the writing of the shtar. The Loiva is the Das HaMeschayiv. The Malva is the Baal HaShtar is intended to be given to him, and he's holding on to it. And he claims that the guy owes me money he didn't pay back yet. So since that's probably the case, so you're not Moitzi Mom because probably. In Hochem Mom and Achmer, but since it's probably the case, so we stay, this too is included in the Haggadah Seder of the shtar. That's what you see from the Gemara. Because the Gemara says, if the Edim will tainer later on, we were ktanim hayinu, so it's kivin shigit shubin achoizem magid, because the top line on your test, because chazoket, ein edim chas malashtam ken nasa begodol. It's a ruba delaysa kamon, that you wouldn't have Edim ktanim sign the shtar, so therefore it's considered as if the shtar is made, that the Edim are bar mitzvah. And if they say psula yedis hayinu, the Gemara says, no, the second line from the bottom of yud ches on the base. Mekor medik daik, a mechtim. It's a ruba delaysa kamon, that the malva would certainly see to it that the Edom will sign will not be brothers-in-law, they should not be psulim. But it's not only ruba mekor medik daik, it's an umdin, it's a ruba delaysa kamon. Whatever is probably the case is considered as if it's included in the Haggadah Seder of the shtar. So that's where Rabbi Kiveg also raises such a possibility. Maybe you tell me that since Shtoch B'yod, my boy, he probably didn't pay back the money yet, so it's considered as if this too is included in Haggadah Seder of the shtar. So if the Malva has a shtar that says the Lova owes him $1,000, and the Loiva has a Shaver signed by two Edom that says that he paid, so would you say that it's Trey or Trey? That the Malva holds on to a shtar, and the shtar is made, Shaloi Parah. And the Loiva has a Shaver that says that he was poor. So it's considered Trey, Trey, and if it'll be Teifis, and if the Malva would be Teifis, he can keep it. No. Once the Loiva has a Shaver, the whole jig is up. You don't say. So that's Rabbi Kivegir answers. Whatever is probably the case is considered as if it's included in the Haggadah Seder of the shtar. But once you have Edom who say the favors, you no longer say it's probably so, therefore it's included in Haggadah Seder. You don't treat it as straight track. If you have Edom that it's not so, it's not so. So it's not included in Haggadah Seder of the shtar. Yeah. So the Mishnah has this din on Yud Ches Amud Beis of HaPesha Asa HaPesha Hita. The Gemara says HaPesha Asa, you don't need a pasuk. It's such a compelling svara. Lomali Kro Svarahu. It's a compelling svara. Yeah, by Pesha Asa L'Mafreh, that's a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Machlokes and Ebenezer. And some poskim, some achrayim want a poskim like Rashi. Migul L'Mafreh L'Aymen. Pesha Asa L'Mafreh, some Rishonim hold is good. Yeah, what's the original case of Pesha Asa? What do you have? See, this case, only Pesha Asa Midrabbonim. On the level of the Raisa, you don't need King and Ashtar. What's a different case of Pesha Asa Pesha Yita? So Gemara has on Chav base on the base. A woman comes to the community, we don't know if she's alive. We don't know if she's single or married. She looks like she's single. She's not wearing a shapel. And she says, Eish Yisishani. So she's the menace, that's the din of Shavi Anapshi, Chaticha Disur. The woman is the menace to say, Eish Yisishani. And then she says, Avon Nizgarashti. So then the Mishnah says, HaPeshos HaPeshehita. Without her, the woman is Becheskes Penuya. When she was born, she wasn't married. So she's Becheskes Penuya. She comes and she changes the story based on HaShavi Anav Shechaticha Disur. Odom Neman Alasmi, she's the menace to say about herself that Nizkadashti. So since the whole source of information is from her, to say Nizkadashti, so then she says, Avon Nizgarashti, HaPeshos HaPeshehita. So by Migu Lamafreya is Befevishing Mars, and Peshas Lamafreya, that's a Mechaba quotes in Ebenezer, that's a Machlegis Rashi in Tosfos. There are some who want to paskan that Peshas Lamafreya is good, yeah. What do the Gemara have? Let's say Edom testify a whole story, and then the Edom come back a week later, they say everything we said was a lie, and they give a whole Amasla, give a whole explanation. What motivated them to tell a lie? They want to gain money, they want to gain something by this. So the Gemara says we don't believe them when they back out. That's the klal. Kim shigat shuv b'nachoz amagid, even if they give an amasla. What about over here? So the Gemara says chod beisam ben aleph. A girl comes to town and she looks like she's single and people want to date her. So the girl says I'm married. Sorry, I'm married. I can't go out with anybody. Okay. Shavi anafshi chaticha di isur. And then a month goes by, and she starts dating, and she marries someone else. So they confront her, and they ask, but you said you're married. Last month you said you married a Rebbe, an Eishes Ish. So she gives an amasla. She says, those anoshim were enemu who got him. Those who wanted to date me last month, they're not for me. I didn't want to hurt their feelings. So I said, Eishes Ish ani. But the truth of the matter is, I'm not an Eishes Ish, and I didn't want to hurt their feelings. So she gives an amasla. So if the Bezdin feels that the amasla is satisfactory, they think that it seems authentic, so then she can back out. Edom cannot back out even with amasla. That's a Gemara in Sanhedrin and the Mems. And the Shavi Anav Shechaticha Disura, you can back out. Same thing, Haidoas Baldin, in the last parak in Ksuvis. You have a few Mishnahs like that. A person made a Haidoas Baldin that he owes money to someone else, and then he backs out from the Haidoas Baldin. So the Mishnahs have, if he backs out with an amasla, if the Bezdin is satisfied with the amasla, so you can back out.
Can we say that that's basically Pesha Asra Makra?
Can you say what?
That's basically the same thing as a Pesha Asra Makra.
To back out with an amasla.
You're Mechayev yourself, and then you say that you're not ready to Mechayev.
Not exactly the same. Here you push it backing out. Here it's Kibbush Egan Shibbin.
So there also, you're just talking with the verses, so it would be here. You're just
no, she says Nizkadashti, and then she says later on Nizgarashti. That's Peshas, a Peshit to hear. She backs out from the whole thing, saying it was never true that Nizkadashti. I was never married. She says I told a lie. It's not the same. Yeah. So the Gemara has a suffix on the bottom of, we discussed a little bit, the bottom of Besim Rav on the last line. Boy Minei Shmuel Mei Rav. Shmuel asked Rav HaShaila. We just said in this Braisa that if a person has an Amonis of Hodos Baldin, or a person has an Amonis of Shavei HaNafshe Chatichei Yisur, which according to the Ktsois are based on the same halacha, namely the Gemara increases Odom Ne'mar Al Atzmo Yosem Mimei Rish, if it's Beinol Bein Atzmo Li Atzmo. So Odom Ne'mar Al Atzmo is both in Issa Veheta, that's Shavei HaNafshe Chatichei Yisur, as well as the Din Imamis Hodos Baldin. So the Din is that what a person made of Shavei HaNafshe, a person made of Hodos Baldin, he can back up with an Amasla. So what if the person said Eidecha Nemen Bisurim? Tosis claims that the institution of Eidecha Nemen Bisurim is learned out from the pasuk with Sofra Lo Liatzma. That's a drashing Ksubas Dafayim Besam at Aleph. That the woman says Tamei Ani, I'm a Nido. She tells her husband, the woman says, I went to Mikveh, Tahor Ani. That's the regular din of Eidecha. That's the source of the din. Sofra Lo Liatzma says, I count to Shemitim. That is the mocker of the institution of Eidecha Nemen Bisurim. So the Gemara has a Shaila Boy Minei Shmuel Meirav. What if the husband comes home from work and he wants to be with his wife, and the wife says Tamei Ani? The next day Tamei Ani is going to take a week, till she, at least a week, till she become Torah. Then at the end of the week, the next day husband comes home from work, the wife is already ready to be with him, and she says, yesterday I told you a lie because I was tired, because I was angry at you, or whatever. She gives a whole explanation, and she backs out from what she said yesterday with her amasla. So that's what Shmuel asked the Rav. This halacha that you can back out of the amasla if Bezdin finds the amasla satisfactory, is that only in the case of Shavi Anafshe and Haidos Baldin, which is only Adam Neman Alatzma Benola Ben Atzma Liatzma? That's a different parsha of Nemanis. But just like Shnei Edim cannot back out of the amasla, maybe a regular Eidech Nemisum can also not back out of the amasla. Eidech HaNemavisum is Neman for everybody. Other people will get Malkus based on what he says. The Raman quoted the Yerushalmi that if a person, Eidecha testifies that this is Chazer, and then someone goes and eats it in the presence of two Eidim, so the fellow is going to get Malkus based on the Eidecha. Who is Ratzma be Eidecha Yuchsuk? Eidecha is Neman to establish that it's straight. So since Eidecha is Neman not only Ben Olad Ben Atzma Li Atzma, he's Neman Lachlutin. Eidechid is Neman Lachlutin. So maybe Eidechid cannot back out even Adi Amasla, just like Shnei Eidim cannot back out Adi Amasla. That was the Shaila that Shmuel asked Rav. That's what the Chavos Das and Yeridei explains, and the Simen in Hilchas Nida, the Simen about Eidechid and Misurim. The Shulchan Aruch quotes the top thesis on the days. So Rav told them, you can't back out Adi Amasla. And Shmuel chazed it 40 times. Shmuel didn't follow the psak of Rav. So in Shulchan Aruch they quote, Zemidus Chasidus, to follow Shmuel, not to rely on this kula. not to rely on the choyzer magad al yidei amasla by rechon em bisur. Why should it be a difference between shavi anafshe and rechon em bisur? So that's the answer. Shavi anafshe and haidos baldin is only adam nemal atzmo. It's a lower level of nemonis. Is nemon for the whole world, and some will get malchus based on that. It would be like it. So there, there's more room to argue the point and say that you cannot back out idea masla. So the din is that you can, but there's room for me this chasidus to do like Shmuel.
You learn idea nemon bisurim, and we should do from me. Sorry for law. Isn't that a right that places that it's not a right?
Right, Tosis proves in the fact that Erechot is Neman that it's not called Gili Arayis. If it would have been, if neither Labaila would have been Gili Arayis, Erechot wouldn't have been believed. So Tosis in bringing that Raya, that's Rabbi Natam's Raya in Sefer Yosha. So Rabbi Natam in bringing that Raya obviously is assuming that any case when you Mevare, whether a woman is an Erva, let's say, Erechot comes and says, I can't marry the girl, she's my sister. I said, I don't know, I have no idea. A single girl, I didn't know she's my sister. My father went away to Medina Sayyam, and the Erechot says that this girl happens to be my half-sister. My father remarried over there, and this girl's my half-sister. So the Rabbi Natam bringing a raya is working on the assumption that to be mevarer, whether a woman is a gilei arayis or not, is also called a davar shebi'er. But not all the Rishonim agree. That was the machlokes, we said the Ran and the Ramban. If an Erechot comes and says, you're not allowed to marry this girl because she's your sister. The Samashanim said, that Dovah Shabierva needs to aid a means to establish that the woman is an Eshesish, or that there's no issues, but just to establish that she's my sister, so somehow that's Eidechanem Bisur.
How come we don't go up to Noachal like Rav Bisur?
How come we don't do what?
The normal clause that Noachal follows Rav Bisur.
We do follow, we pass like Rav, but still.
So we should have before Shmuel. If Shmuel said it was us or before Shish for Shmuel, then Kosh Kin, if he's avoided the din and he was just Mahmer, then obviously we should be Kosh
Shmuel. I don't know. This, the rule, Halacha ki Rabbi Surik Yishmo Bedin, is not always, it's not ironclad, there are always exceptions to the rule.
So is this an exception?
You see, that Shmuel didn't fully accept Rav's Psak. Shmuel asked Rav, intending that he's going to be Mekalel Psak, and then he wasn't so compelled, he wasn't so convinced. He didn't accept this Psak. Okay, we covered a lot in Shtor. So what time is the Bechina tomorrow? 10 o'clock.
Should we have it early? Do you guys want to have a Parsha
Sheet? People want a Parsha Sheet what time? After the Bechina. Is there what? Ah.